读经的时间。
今天的经文在以弗所书四章七节到第十一节。
The verse for today is from Book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 7 to 11.
我来念单数节，请弟兄姊妹们念双数节。
I'll read single verses, brothers and sisters, please read even verses.
第七节，我们个人蒙恩，都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it.
所以经上说，他身上主也的仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。
This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people.
既说身上，岂不是先降在地下吗？
What does he ascend mean?Except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions.
那降下的就是远升诸天之上，要充满万有的。
He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe.
让我们一起来念第十一节。
Let's read the verse 11 together.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers.
让我们一起来为今天的信息祷告。
Let us pray.
慈爱天父主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
你在耶稣基督里面赐给我们各样属灵的福气。
You've given us all the gifts in Christ.
使我们得到永生
，so that we can have eternal life。
也让我们可以在教会里面同心合一的来侍奉你
，and we can also work together and serve you。
主啊，我们的侍奉也是靠着主你所赐下的恩赐。
Our service to you is also from your the gifts given by you。
因为唯有你，完全的知道教会的需要
，because only you know exactly what the church needs。
所以你赐下各样的恩赐和职分，让教会各部分可以联络得合适，彼此的配搭，共同的成长。
So you have given gifts to people in the church so that we can cooperate, work together, and grow together.
因为主你自己是教会的头。
Because you are the head of church.
我们都要来听从你的。
And we all hear and listen to you.
求主帮助我们更加明白你的话语，你的心意。
We pray and ask you to have us understand more about your words and your vision.
让我们的教会可以更充分地发挥你所赐下的恩赐。
So that our church can exercise our gifts much better.
可以来荣耀你的名。
And we can praise you together.
我们这样祈求祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贵得胜的。
We pray in Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen. 感谢主，让我们可以继续来传讲以弗所书的信息。
Thank you, Lord. We can continue to preach the message from Ephesians.
上次我们讲了第四章的七到十节。
Last time we preached chapter 4, verse 7 to 10.
这几节的要点呢，是教会的合一，并非是机械和死板。
The emphasis for those verses is that the unity of church is not stubborn and just uniform,
而是有机和活泼的
but organic and lively.
得胜的基督赐给教会不同的恩赐
The victorious Christ bestowed different gifts to the church.
使教会各肢体能彼此的配搭，共同的长进
So brothers and sisters in church can cooperate and work together and grow together.
我们今天的讲道内容集中在第十一节。
And the message today is from chapter 4, verse 11.
这节列出了五种恩赐。
And there are five different gifts from this verse.
作为上帝赐给教会各样恩赐的例子。
As examples of God bestow gifts to the church.
这五种恩赐是使徒、先知、传福音的、牧师和教师。
Those five types of gifts including apostles, prophets, evangelists,pastors and teachers.
当然神赐给教会的恩赐远远不止这些。
Of course, it's not limited to the only gifts that God has bestowed on church.
这里是举出了对教会最重要的最关键的一些恩赐。
Those mentioned before is just like central gifts and most important gifts that God given us.
大家也能注意到，其实这说是五种恩赐，但其实这节列出来呢是五种人。
As we all notice that even though it says it's five different types of gifts, but it's five different types of people listed.
就是五种领受不同恩赐的人。
Those are five types of people who receive the gifts from God.
所以这样的人本身就是主对教会的恩赐。
So those people as themselves are the gift God bestowed on church.
在神的眼里，可以说恩赐和有恩赐的人是不能够分开的。
To God.A gift and gifted people are inseparable.
那我们接下来来具体解释这五种恩赐以及接受这些恩赐的人到底是什么样。
Now we let us explain the five different types of gifts and the relationship between the gifts and gifted person.
以及他们之间的关系。
And the relationship between gift and gifted person.
第一是使徒。
First is apostle.
伟杰可以把那个 slide 放到下一个这上面是一个示意图。
This is a diagram illustration.
那我们来一一看这些恩赐和得恩赐的人。
Let us look at one by one.
这个使徒的基本意思就是受差遣的人。
The basic meaning of apostle is people who are sent to preach.
那么在新约圣经里面有它特定的意思。
In the New Testament, there are special definitions for apostles.
就是专指奉耶稣基督的呼召，被主特派传福音，并建立教会的人。
It refers to those who are called upon by Christ and preach the gospel and establish the church.
使徒大概可以分成三类。
There are three types of apostles.
第一个是狭义的使徒。
Number one,
In the narrow sense.
Yeah, narrow sense.
这里面包括了十二使徒和保罗。
Including the 12 apostles and Paul.
我们知道主耶稣在地上侍奉的时候，他亲自呼召和指定了十二位使徒。
We all know that when Christ was on earth, he himself appointed 12 apostles. Yeah, appointed 12 apostles.
这其中在马太福音、马可福音、路加福音都有记载。
Which have been shown, have been represented in the book of Matthew, Luke, and Mark.
那么其中，卖主的犹大后来被马提亚所取代。
And Judas, who were traitor to Christ, was replaced by Matthias.
这是记在《使徒行传》的第一章里面。
It's recorded in Acts chapter 1.
从这个《使徒行传》第一章里面呢，我们也可以看到。这些使徒的几个特点。
We can also see the different characteristics of those apostles in Acts chapter 1.
第一呢，就是耶稣基督在地上的时候，他们是跟从过他的。
Number one, when Christ was on earth, they all physically followed Christ.
这些使徒呢，也是见证过主耶稣基督的复活的。
Those apostles also witnessed the resurrection of Christ.
那么从这些标准来看，保罗就是个例外。
According to the standard, Paul is an exception.
复活的主的确是亲自向他显现了。
Resurrected Christ did reveal to Paul.
并且呼召差遣他做使徒。
And also called him to have him as apostle.
但是呢保罗并没有在耶稣在地上的时候跟从过他。
But Paul did not physically follow Christ when Christ was on earth.
而且保罗一开始是迫害教会。
And at the very beginning, Paul was executing church.
所以保罗在哥林多前书十五章里面说到他是使徒当中的一个特例。
In Corinthians chapter 15, Paul called himself as exception in apostles, among apostles.
说他自己如同未到产期而生的人一般。
I'll call himself to one abnormally born.
对，就是说他是跟别的那些使徒这个不一样。
He is different from other apostles.
但是他也清楚地说到他的确确也是使徒。
But he also made it clear that he was also apostle.
是因为上帝施恩给他呼召他差遣他。
Because God gave him a grace and called upon him and sent him.
那么广义上的使徒呢圣经里面也提到一些。
Also, Bible also mentions the apostle in the broader sense.
包括主肉身的弟弟雅各还有巴拿巴等等。
Including Christ physically, Christ in flesh, Christ's brother in flesh, James and Barnabas.
加拉太书一章十九节提到雅各是耶路撒冷教会的领袖，也是使徒之一。
Book of Galatians, chapter 1 also mentioned that James was the head of church in Jerusalem.
And one of the apostles.
In one of the apostles.
主耶稣在地上的时候呢，他并不相信他是基督。
When Christ was on earth, James did not believe Jesus was Christ.
但主复活之后，向雅各显现。
But when Christ resurrected, he revealed to James.
那么雅各也是新约书信的作者之一。
James was also one of the authors of New Testament books.
那么保罗的同工巴拿巴、亚波罗等。圣经里也提到他们是使徒。
Barnabas and
Apollos.
Apollos was also Paul's co-worker.
他们也是使徒。
They are also apostles.
虽然他们并没有在耶稣在地上的时候跟从过他。
Even though they did not physically follow Christ when Christ was on earth.
圣经里也没有说复活的耶稣向他们显现过。
And also the Bible did not mention that.Christ was physical, Christ revealed to them.
但圣经里面仍然称这些人为使徒，是更侧重他们使徒的恩赐与功用，过于他们的职分。
But they were also apostles according to Bible, is because it was emphasized on their gifts and functions rather than their offices.
关于这个恩赐跟职分的分别呢，我下面会讲一些。
We will discuss about the difference between gifts and offices.
那么在使徒当中呢，还有一种区分。
There is another difference among apostles.
像那个十二个使徒和保罗这样的使徒，你可以说他是领受启示，建立了整个普世教会的根基。
Like apostles, like the 12 apostles and Paul.They are the ones who receive the God's revelation and establish church.
但是我们仔细看这个使徒行传的记载呢，还有一类使徒就是教会差出去的。
According to the Book of Acts, there is another type of apostles which were sent by the church.
比如说安提阿的教会就差保罗和巴拿巴去宣教。
For example, Church of Antioch.Has sent Paul and Barnabas to preach the gospel.
所以这个他们就是带着比较具体的使命，由教会差遣。
So the apostles like those are having the specific mission and sent by church.
所以像巴拿巴、亚波罗这些人被称为使徒，比较多的也是从这个教会差遣的意义上来讲，他们是使徒。
When we say Barnabas and Apollos were apostles. They were in the meaning of God, church sent them to preach the gospel.
他们和保罗这样写圣经的这样的使徒的功用还是有一些差别。
They have a different gifts from those like Paul who wrote a New Testament, letters in New Testament.
所以这些是使徒的大概三种的一个分类。
So those are three different types of apostles.
那么我们总的来看呢。所有这些使徒都是有传福音、建立教会的使命和能力的。
In general, those apostles have the gift of preach the gospel and establish church.
其中有一些使徒，主也使用他们写下新约圣经。
And those are there are some of those apostles God have used them to write New Testament.
同时呢，这些使徒也都有圣灵的大能相随。
At the same time, those apostles are accompanied by the Holy Spirit.
证实他们所传的道是从神来的。
Confirming the words of God.
圣灵大能同在的这个证据就是，他们所传的福音能够使人相信。
the proof is that the word of God they preach can be people can believe.
能够攻破人性的堡垒。
And
can conquer
their stubborn heart.
同时呢，圣灵也借着这些使徒行神迹奇事，医病赶鬼，甚至使死人复活。
And at the same time, those apostles, because of the Holy Spirit, those apostles are able to perform the miracles, heal the sick, and cast out demons.
好，那我们先再来看下一个恩赐，就是先知。
Next gift is prophets.
先知的在圣经成书之前，它主要的功能是领受神的启示，并传达给教会。
Before the Bible was written, the gift of prophet was to receive God's revelation and preach the gospel to churches.
同时呢，他们也有在神的灵感动下预言将来要发生事情的功能。
Prophets were also able to predict what will happen in the future, given the Holy Spirit.
但是这样的功能是比较次要一点。
But those functions are secondary.
那么启示完成，圣经成书之后，先知的功能就是传讲神已经启示来的下来的话语。
So after the revelation was complete and Bible was written, the function of those prophets were to preach the gospel and to preach the gospel and words of God.
所以传道人在今天的主日讲台上讲道，也可以说是先知讲道。
So ministers preaching the gospel today at the stage is also the prophets preaching the gospel.
在初代教会，先知是和使徒并重的一项恩赐。
In the early churches, prophets are the same as prophets in terms of gifts.
As important
as apostles for gifts.
以弗所书我们之前看到的，二章二十节里面讲到教会建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
In the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20, I also mentioned that church was built upon apostles and prophets.
三章五节也讲到神将福音的奥秘启示给使徒和先知。
And also chapter 3 verse 5 were mentioning that God has given the evangelist a gift to apostles and prophets.
那这学期我刚刚学了一点希腊文的语法，那对这个理解呢也多一点。
The semester I've learned Greek grammar, and I have a better understanding for the two verses.
在希腊原文里面，这两节的使徒和先知是放在一种称为 TSKS 的结构里面。
In the original Greek text, the prophets and apostles were in the same TSKS structure.
大家不需要了解很多啊。
We don't have to understand in depth.
基本上就是说，在这种结构里面的两个名词呢，或者是指同样的人，或者就算不是指同样的人，他们之间的关系也是非常密切。
Generally speaking, in this type of TSKS structure, those two nouns, they either mean the same person, or even though probably they don't mean the same person, but they mean the same type of person, which are closely related to each other.
既然保罗在他的书信里面多处啊，把使徒和先知是分开来列的，我认为他们不是完全相同。
Paul has separated the apostles and prophets in his book, so I think that prophets and apostles are not exactly the same.
但肯定有重合的地方。
But they must have overlap.
就是说，那时候使徒和先知都领受神的启示。
Which means that prophets and apostles receive the revelation from God.
进一步说，使徒都有先知领受启示并讲道的功能。
First speaking, apostles and prophets have the gift of receiving a revelation from God and to preach the gospel.
而先知呢，却并不都是使徒。
Not all prophets are apostles.
所以在这个屏幕上那个图上面，使徒是小圈子，先知是一个大圈子。
So in this illustration, Apostles is a small circle, whereas the prophets is a bigger circle.
这个是比较符合这个希腊文法的一种理解。
This is more corresponding to the Greek grammar.
使徒的功用更侧重于 教会的根建立教会的根基，而先知的功用更侧重于领受并传达神的话语。
Apostles gifts more focus on establishing church, whereas prophets focus on the spreading the gospel.
但他们的确有重合的地方。
But there are overlaps.
好，我们接下来看这个传福音的，这个是提到的第三种恩赐。
Now let's look at the third gift, which is evangelist.
顾名思义，就是这类的恩赐，类似于今天的宣教士。
Of course, this type of gift is similar to the missionaries today.
不仅是差到远方的宣教士，而是在教会里、在教会外、在近处、远处，到处传了耶稣基督的福音。
Not just those missionaries who have been sent far further, but is also including the inside church, outside church, near far, those people who preach the gospel.
使徒和先知也传福音。
Apostles and prophets also preach the gospel.
所以这些恩赐，大家看到这个图表上也能显示，其实有很多重合的地方。
So as we can see in this institution, there is a different type of gifts are overlapping at some point.
但是使徒和先知领受启示、建立教会根基这些功用呢，是传福音的恩赐比较少涉及的。
But the gift for prophets and apostles who establish the church and preach the gospel is not very common.
那么在新约圣经里面明确提到有这个传福音恩赐的是腓力。
In the New Testament, there are those who preach the gospel, including Philip.
他基本上是使徒行传里面唯一一个清楚的说他是一个传福音的。
He's the only one who claimed himself as the evangelist in Book of Acts.
这个腓力呢，不是使徒腓力。
This Philip is not the apostle Philip.
使徒行传里面记载，这位传福音的腓力是耶路撒冷教会选出的七位执事之一。
In Acts, this Philip is one of the seven deacons from the Church of Jerusalem.
那么他被圣灵充满
He was filled of Holy Spirit.
到撒玛利亚传福音
I went to Samaria and preach.
有神迹奇事相随
And accompanied by signs
and
miracles.
他的工作大有果效
And it was very effective.
那么到了使徒行传第二十一章
In chapter 21 in the book of Acts.
提到这位腓力在撒玛利亚安了家
This Philip settled down in Samaria.
有四个女儿都是说预言的。
Four daughters and they speak prophets.
这就有点像当代的宣教士，举家都在宣教的工厂安顿下来，全家一起侍奉主。
It's just like today, the missionaries went far to different countries and settled down there, and the whole family wholeheartedly served the Lord.
我们再来看牧师和教师。
Let's talk about pastors and teachers.
这两种恩赐呢，在希腊文里面也是放在那种 T S K S 的结构里面。
Those two type of gifts are also in the T S K S structure in Greek grammar.
虽然呢，他们不是完全相同的。
Although they are not exactly the same,
却一定有密切的关系。
But they have close relationship.
一般认为是后者包含了前者。
Generally speaking, the latter including the former.
就是图上那个显示，就是牧师是在教师的大圈的里面。
Just like the administration, pastor is in the big circle of teachers.
就是说，牧师都应该是教师。
Which means that pastors should all be teachers.
而教师不一定是牧师。
Not all teachers are pastors.
牧师一定都会要教导。
All pastors must teach.
那么，牧师同时也有别的功能是教师所没有。
At the same time, pastors have a different gift and function that teachers don't have.
牧师呢，本意是牧羊人。
Pastor's original meaning of pastor is shepherd.
他是牧养神的群羊。
Shepherding the sheep of God.
牧羊的工作，当然除了教导之外，还有督责、鼓励、安慰、管理教会事务等等。
On top of teaching, the work of shepherding also includes supervising, encouraging, managing the different affairs in church.
而教师的功能相对简单。
Relatively speaking, teachers have a simpler function.
就是教导神的话语。
Which is to teach God's word.
像我们周五带查经的弟兄们，就是有教师的恩赐。
Just like the brothers leading Friday's Bible study, they have the gift of teaching.
所以我们简单的介绍了一下这些五种的恩赐。
So we just explained the different, five different type of gifts.
保罗列出这些恩赐作为例子呢，是因为他们对于一个教会是最基础的一些恩赐。
Paul lists those five those different type of gifts, it's because that those type of gifts are the fundamentals of the first church.
不是说其他恩赐不重要。
Not saying that other gifts are not important.
而是说没有这些恩赐就无法建立教会。
But without those gifts, cannot establish church.
可以说这些恩赐都是围绕神的道。
And those gifts are all centered by the word of God.
或者是领受神的道，传讲神的道。
Or receiving God's word and preaching the words of God.
在这里我们可以看见神的道对教会是何等的关键。
Here we can tell that how important the word of God is to church.
没有神的道赐给教会，没有人传讲神的道，用神的道建造教会，就没有真正的教会。
Without the word of God, we cannot establish the real church. Without the we cannot establish church without the people who are using God's word.
所以我们在这里可以看到神的心意一个。先后的次序。
So we can tell the orders of God's vision.
接下来我们再就着这个屏幕上的这个示意图哈，做几点补充。
Now let's explain more based on this illustration on the screen.
当然，这只是个大概的图示。
It's just like approximate illustration.
并不能完全的来把各个恩赐之间的关系全部表达清楚。
I cannot explain exactly the relationship among different gifts.
我们看到几个基本的点，就是说各恩赐之间呢，它有分别。
We can see the basic point that different gifts are different.
但是也有很多的重叠。
But also have overlaps.
就比如说像使徒这样的，这一个恩赐或者职分。
For example, the gift of apostles.
其实使徒啊，在他们建立教会的过程当中，也传福音，也当牧师，也做教师的。
Actually, when apostles were establishing church, they also preached the gospel, being the pastors and also teaching.
那么这一个出去传福音的人，他当然是也是要做教师，甚至要建立教会做牧师。
So those who go on evangelists also need to be preaching gospels.Being a teacher and also shepherding the church.
所以他们之间是有一个很多的一个紧密的联系和重叠的关系。
So they are closely connected to each other.
那么在这个图上呢，我也中间画了一条细线。
Now there are a small line I drew in the middle of the graph.
在线的左边呢，我下面写的是在圣经完成以前。
On the left side of the line, the vertical line, is before the Bible was completed.
在右边是圣经完成之后。
On the right side was after the Bible was completed.
我们可以看到，我下面会讲啊，这个使徒的职分，这个呢，在圣经完成之后基本上就没有了，可以说没有了。
After the Bible was completed, we can see the function of prophets are complete also.
而先知的功能，像刚才说的呢，也有变化。
The function of prophets also has evolved.
而今天。在我们的教会里面，牧师和教师的这个功用重要性是非常大。
Today that in church, prophets,
the role of
pastors and teachers are also very important.
所以这个希望这个图对大家有对于这些恩赐之间的关系有个大概的了解，有所帮助。
Hopefully, everyone here has a better understanding of the different type of gifts.
那我们接下来解释一下这个职分和恩赐的相同和区别。
Now let's explain the similarity and difference between the offices, positions, and gifts.
除了这个列出的这些恩赐之外，圣经里面也教导啊，教会要设立不同的职分。
On top of those gifts listed, Bible also teaches the church to establish different positions and offices.
比如监督、长老、执事、牧师等。
For example, supervisors, elders, deacons, and pastors. And such.
所以这个恩赐和职分有所区别。
So gifts are different from positions.
但是也是紧密相关的。
But also closely related to each other.
第一个就是他们之间有应该有个对应性。
First, that gifts and the offices are correspondence. Of course.
所谓对应性呢，就意味着第一个就是担任某职分应该有相应的恩赐。
Number one, for those who taking up a specific functions, they have this type of corresponding gifts.
保罗在罗马书十二章第六节里面，这样教导。
In Book of Romans chapter 12, verse 6, Paul said,
按我们所得的恩赐，各有不同，或说预言。就当着信心的程度说预言。
We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophecy in accordance with your faith.
那么接下来第七到第八节也是类似，说或做执事就当专一执事。
Similarly, similarly in verse 7 and 8, saying that if it is serving, then serve.
或做教导的就当专一教导。
If it is teaching, then teach.
或做劝化的就当专一劝化。
If it is to encourage, then give encouragement.
施舍的就当诚实。
If it is giving, then give generously.
治理的就当殷勤。
If it is to lead, do it diligently.
怜悯人的就当甘心。
If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully.
那么结合罗马书十二章其他几节经文的这个教导。
And together with the teaching from different other verses in Book of Romans.
保罗是告诉我们，神赐给你什么恩赐，你就好好运用这个恩赐，尽你在教会里面相应的职分。
Paul told us we should be wholeheartedly serving the church according to our gifts, our God-given gifts.
不要越份去做那些与你的恩赐不相符的职分或者位置。
Don't overdo the function positions that not according to your gifts.
我们也看到当这个恩赐与职分相符的时候，圣经里面有时候把职分跟恩赐就列在一起，并没有做清楚的这个区分。
We also notice that when the gift and position are similar, there is no more difference between office and gifts, they are the same.
第二点呢，也是讲到并不是每一种恩赐都会在教会的组织里面有相应的职分。
On the other hand, not all gifts have the corresponding position in church.
举个例子。
For example,
比如说，姊妹呢也会有先知、传福音、牧养、教导的恩赐的。
For example, sisters also have the gift of prophesying, preaching the gospel, shepherding, and teaching.
但是根据圣经的原则，姊妹呢，不应该担任教会长老、监督和牧师的职分。
According to Bible, sisters should not be elders, supervisors, and pastors.
因为神所设立的次序是要弟兄做头。
Because the order is that a brother is the head of church, is the head according to God's rule.
所以姊妹不适合担任这些职分。
So sisters should not take any of those positions.
但姊妹们仍然可以把恩赐发挥在教会的其他的地方。
But sisters can also exercise their gifts to different part of, different other aspects.
姊妹是可以担任执事的。
Sister can be deacons.
初代教会有女执事。
In other churches, there are female deacons.
姊妹可以传福音、教导儿童，年长的姊妹可以教导年轻的姊妹等等。
Sisters can preach the gospel, can spread the gospel, teach the children.The other sister can teach younger sisters and so on.
还有我们今天的教会一般都没有专门设立一个某个人是传福音的这样的职分。
Like today, in our church, we did not specifically point a specific person to be in charge of spreading the gospel.
每个弟兄姊妹都被鼓励要传福音。
Every brother and sister encouraged to spread the gospel.
第三点呢，一个职份可能需要很多种恩赐。
The third point, one position there might be many gifts associated with one position.
刚才讲到牧师和长老，他需要教导，他需要卫道，他需要关怀、管理教会等等。
We discussed, elders and pastors need to teach apologetics, caring, and managing.
执事呢？至少在这个初代教会里面，那些执事不仅仅是管理饭食，他们也传福音，他们也卫道。
The deacons, especially in our church, not only they serve the food, they also manage, spread the gospels and apologetics.
所以职分跟恩赐是有一些区分的。
So there are some difference between gifts and positions.
不仅是这个相对应的关系上有一些区分，而且在历史性上也是有一些区分的。
Not only not just limited to the relationship, but also in history.
具体的例子就是刚才所讲的，为什么说这个使徒的职分已经没有了？
The previous week gave the specific example why the position of apostles already completed.
我认为呢，在整个教会时代，各项的恩赐呢，都还是有的。
I think that in the entire ages of church, different gifts are still there.
我是不同意恩赐停止论的。
I disagree with cessationism of gifts.
这个所谓的停止论，就是认为某些恩赐自从圣经成书之后就没有了。
Cessationism means that some of the gifts already complete after the Bible was written.
比如医病赶鬼行神迹的能力说方言等等，停止论认为这些都没有了。
For example, cessationism refers that the gift of healing, casting out demons, performing miracles already completed.
我认为这种停止论没有坚实的圣经根据。
I think those type of cessationism, there is no base and reasons for those type of cessationism.
也不符合教会的实际经历。
It's not corresponding to the church experience of church.
特别是亚非拉地区教会的经历。
Especially the churches in
Asia, Africa,
Asia, Africa, and
South
America.
America, yeah. 包括中国。
Including China.
在那些明显的属灵征战激烈的地方
especially in those spiritual warfare, especially when the spiritual warfare is fierce, intense,
神仍然借着教会医病赶鬼行神迹。
God also used churches to heal, casting out demons, and perform miracles.
正是他们所传的道是从神来的。
To prove that the word of God is from God.
也仍然会有方言的恩赐。
And also there are gifts of dialogue.
那虽然如此，教会里面某些职分呢，今天已经没有，或者是已经变化了。
Some of the gifts today in today's church already completed and have evolved.
因为圣经成书之后，不需要再有使徒从神领受新的启示。
Because when Bible was written, there is no need for apostles to receive new revelations.
也圣经也不能够再改变或者续写。
Bible can no longer be changed.
也不需要为普世教会立新的根基。
No need to establish a new foundation for universal church.
所以这个使徒的职分在教会，今天不教会啊，不应该再设立使徒这个职分。
So church today should not have positions for apostles.
所以呢，天主教认为教皇制度的合法性来自延续了这个延续了这个使徒的统序。
So Catholic Church thinks that the Pope system is from the is linked to apostles.
这个是不对的。
This is not right.
那么现在也有一些比较自由派的教会啊，自己设立使徒。
Today there are some liberal churches they establish a position for apostle according to their own thinking.
他们声称自己领受神的直接启示。
They say that they receive the revelation from God themselves.
这个当然是不符合圣经原则。
This is of course not according to the Bible.
那么使徒的恩赐还有没有呢？
Does the, is the gift of apostles still exist?
我们刚才讲到有些教会差遣出去的做使徒的这样的开拓性的工作，我认为呢这种恩赐还是有的。
I still think that the gift of church sending brothers and sisters out for missions, I think that the gift of like that still exists.
当教会差遣人到一些以前从来没有听过福音的地区啊去开拓。
When church sends brothers and sisters to those areas in the world that have not heard gospels.
他们传福音的时候有圣灵的大能同在。
When they preach the gospel, God's spirit is with them.
能使刚硬的人人心悔改。
They can melt the stubborn heart of those people.
有神迹奇事证实所传的道。
And there are also miracles performed to prove the word of God.
这就有点类似于当年安提阿教会差保罗和巴拿巴出去的这样一些工，这种类似的工作。
Which is similar to when the church of Antioch sends Paul and Barnabas to preach the gospel.
当然，这种工作不是保罗和其他使徒接受启示写下圣经的那种工作。
Of course, those type of work are not the one, are not the gift that Paul and Paul was able to write gospel, write New Testament.
而是教会差遣的那种使徒性的工作。
But the work to for church to send evangelists.
这个区分是很重要。
This difference is very important.
再比如说这个先知的恩赐。
Also the gift for the gift of prophets.
圣经成书之后呢，再没有先知领受新的启示。
After the Bible was written, there is no more prophets receiving new revelations.
今天先知的讲道是解释和传讲已经启示下来的道。
So the preaching for prophets today is to preach the word of God already written in Bible.
所以正统的教会里面。现在一般也不设立先知这样的职分了。
So there are no positions for apostles in Orthodox Church.
好，这些也是希望帮助弟兄姊妹们能理解这个恩赐和职分之间的区分。
Hopefully, brothers and sisters can have a better understanding between gifts and positions.
能够分辨教会哪些做法是符合圣经，哪些做法是不符合圣经。
I can distinguish. The work done by church is according to the Bible, and those are not according to the Bible.
那最后呢，我也想讲一下，我们如何发现并来运用神所赐的恩赐。
And lastly, I want to talk about how we can seek and exercise God-given gifts.
就交代几个原则。
Some principles here.
第一个呢，恩赐是神按照自己的意思，按照他自己的主权赐下来。
First, it's because of God's sovereignty, God gave the gifts to according to His will.
正如我们上次所讲的，赐下什么恩赐，赐给谁，这是神的主权。
Just like previously discussed, God gave a gift to whom, gave what type of gift to whom is God's will.
都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
As Christ apportioned it.
那么，我们就知道。我们得了什么恩赐，不是因为自己有什么能力或者好处。
It's not because of us have any type of abilities or good deeds so that we receive gifts.
所以保罗吩咐说，我们要按照神所赐的各样恩赐彼此服侍。
So Paul commanded to us that we should serve each other according to God's given gifts.
不可因为有恩赐高看自己。
Cannot think yourself highly because of gift.
认为自己比别人强。
Cannot think yourself to be better than others.
另一方面呢，我们也不必强求神没有赐给自己的恩赐。
On the other hand, we do not have to insist on the gift that not given to us.
比如圣经吩咐在教会里面不可多人做师傅。
For example, Bible taught us that we cannot all be other people's teacher.
所以如果没有教导的恩赐呢，就不必要强求去做师傅。
So without the gift of teaching, we should not insist to be other people's teacher.
做师父的，做教导的人呢，责任更大，做不好的要更受更重的这个刑罚。
So those who teaches have a high, more important responsibility. If it's not, if they are not doing well, they'll have a severe punishment.
另外一个例子就是说，比如在特别高举方言的教会。
Some counter example that for churches who for those churches who
exalts
dialect.
Tongues.
Exalt tongues.
甚至到了一个地步，认为不讲方言就不得救。
And to a point that if people cannot be saved if they don't speak tongues.
那么很多人为了在这个教会里面，就去模仿方言。
And more people start mimicking those tongues because they just want to stay in church.
甚至装假。
And then even they fake, they faking.
而实际上，神并没有赐给每个人都有说方言的这个恩赐。
But actually, God did not give every single person the gift of speaking tongues.
所以这个恩赐是神的主权，所以交给我们。
So the gift is. The gift to people is actually according to God's will.
那么第二点，就个人来说呢，个人是要寻求和操练恩赐的。
Second point, personally speaking, that everyone should seek and exercise the gift.
这是神的，这是人的责任。
It's a responsibility of our responsibility.
在寻求这方面，圣经里肯定我们羡慕善工是好的。
In terms of seeking, we are sure that admire the good deeds and gifts is good stuff, a good thing.
也就是说，神是希望我们去羡慕善工的。
In other words, God is happy with us to admire good stuff, a good deeds.
主耶稣要求我们先求神的国和神的义。
Christ command us to seek God's kingdom and righteousness first.
他要我们求庄稼的主差遣工人去收割庄稼。
He wants us to ask for the Lord of harvest and to send people to harvest.
就是说，神要求我们去求他呼召和差遣人去做神的工作。
Which means God commands us to ask God to send people to do work for the kingdom of God.
从恩赐的角度来说，就是说神。希望我们求他赐下各样的恩赐给教会，让我们可以完成他命定的工作。
In terms of gifts, God wants us to seek the gifts in order to fulfill the work in church.
因为神要我们去做某项工作，一定会赐下相应的能力，不然我们就不可能完成。
Because if we are appointed to do a certain things in church, God will definitely give us this type of gift. Otherwise, we are not able to accomplish.
所以我们要求神赐给我们各样的恩赐。
So we pray and seek God give us a different type of gifts.
或者是说求神给我们有各样恩赐的人，这个里面其实是分不开的。
Which also means that we pray to we pray and seek God to give us different gifts and gifted people.
那么就操练和保持来说。
In terms of exercising and maintaining.
神要求我们运用我们的恩赐，而且保持这个恩赐。
God wants us to exercise our gift and maintain our gift.
不用的话就要废弃了。
Without use of those gifts, gifts are wasted.
在提摩太前书一章六节里面，保罗提醒他在属灵里的儿子提摩太这样说：为此我提醒你。使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火眺望起来。
In Book of Timothy, chapter 1, verse 6, Paul said, For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on your on of my hands.
所以提摩太在那个时候有可能在这个侍奉上面有所退步。
So Timothy at the time probably had some discouragements in terms of serving the church.
可能因为年轻，可能因为遭受挫折。
Probably he's so young and has some challenges.
他就在运用恩赐上面，在侍奉上面，就可能不敢去做一些事情，或者是人变得怠惰。
So he's not brave enough to do certain things in terms of serving.
那么保罗在这里要提醒他。 要将这个所得的恩赐再如火眺望起来。
So Paul here reminded him to fan into flame the gift of God.
所以基督徒有责任将上帝的恩赐运用出来，而且要操练和保持。
So Christians have responsibilities to exercise God's given gift and maintain those gifts.
所以这个是讲到个人的责任。
So this is the responsibility of individuals.
第三方面是讲到教会的作用。
Third point, number three is the functions of church.
那么一个人他可不可以说，既然恩赐是上帝赐下来的，那么我也有责任去寻求和操练，那我就一个人跟神之间领受恩赐，然后就运用就好了呢？
Can someone say that since the gift is given from God, this person can only needs to communicate with God and pray to God and exercise and maintain this gift?
那么在教会里面，上帝要我这么做，那我就去这么做。
So in church, God wants me to do this, I'm just going to do this.
别人的意见我可以不管。
I don't need to care about other people's comments.
当然不是这样的。
Of course not that.
教会在其中的作用也是不可或缺的。
The function of church in this context is indispensable.
因为保罗首先在这里讲了恩赐的时候，都是放在教会里讲。
When Paul was talking about referring to gifts, it's all in the context of church.
恩赐是在教会里面赐下的。
Gifts have been bestowed upon us in church.
是为了建造教会。而赐下来。
In order to, for us to build and grow church.
人运用恩赐也不是为了个人的目的。
People use those gifts are not for their own deeds.
都是为了建造教会。
But for growing and building church.
那其实每个人都多多少少都有自己天然的才能。
So everyone has their own natural gift.
信主之前就会有的。
Before accepting Christ, they have those gifts.
那么上帝赐下属灵的恩赐的时候呢，也是常常和原来的才能有相符的地方。
God gave us gifts, those gifts are in certain degree similar to the gift we have before.
但是唯有在教会里面，为了神国的目的，这些才能啊，才能算属灵的恩赐。
But only in church, the gifts given by our natural gifts can be counted as a gift given by God.
也才能真正发挥属灵的功能。
Can exercise the function of the holy gift.
就举这个弹琴作为一个例子。
For example, playing piano.
世界上有很多会弹琴的人。
There are many people who can play piano in the world.
基督徒在信主之前可能也是很在这方面是很有才能。
Christians before accepting Christ can also have the natural gift.
可能是一个钢琴家。
Christians before accepting Christ can also play piano or maybe even pianist.
但是一个不信主的钢琴家，你把他请到教会里面去私琴，这个就是不符合上帝心意。
But if you have a non-Christian who can play piano, invite this type of people in church and serve the Lord, it's not according to God's will. God is happy with.
他可能弹得比一般私琴的姊妹还要好。
Maybe this person is better at piano than other brothers and sisters playing piano.
但是呢，并不能算作发挥属灵的恩赐。
But this gift is not a type of gift that given by God.
那么有一天，这个钢琴家他信主了。
But one day, if this pianist accepts Christ,
他继续用他的这个弹琴的恩赐。
And he continues to use the gift of playing piano.
但是有圣灵的带领，他的侍奉就不一样。
But this type of gift then led by the Holy Spirit and this type of serving is totally different.
神就可以用着他的这个才能，真正的做他这个达到他属灵的功属灵的目的。
And then God can use this type of spiritual gift to achieve the spiritual work.
不仅是在教会里面私琴。
Not only playing piano in church.
而且在属灵上也会建造他这个人自己。
And in the spiritual life, he can grow himself.
这个跟他信主之前的那个才能是不一样。
This gift is different with the gift of playing piano before he accepted Christ.
那么教会在发挥这个恩赐的功能的另一方面，就是说，教会是需要检查和确认个人的属灵恩赐，来确定某个人是否。 适合担任某项职务的。
On the other hand, church has a responsibility to examine and to make sure that each position has its own gift, its person point to the position has the corresponding gifts.
所以教会是有这个监督建察和确认的这个责任。
So church has the responsibility of supervising, examining, and confirming.
就说不是一个人认为自己有哪项恩赐，然后他就说我就要做这个事情。
Not like somebody think they have this type of gifts, they are going to decide to do this type of work on their own.
在圣经里面，对于有一些职分的，什么样人能做这样职分，有非常具体的要求。
There are specific commands in the Bible for who, what type of person can do what type of work.
比如在保罗写给提摩太的书信里面。
For example, in the book of Timothy.
保罗就说做监督的必须无可指责，只做一个妇人的丈夫，有节制，自守端正，乐意接待远人，善于教导等等。
For example, now the overseer is to be above a reproach, faithful to his wife, temperate, self-controlled, respectful, hospitable, able to teach.
那么做执事的也是如此，必须端庄，不一口两舌，不好喝酒，不贪不义之财，要存清洁的良心，固守真道的奥秘。这等人也要先受试验，若没有可责之处，然后叫他们做执事。
Also, those deacons in the same way, deacons are to be worthy of respect, sincere, not indulging much wine.And not pursuing the dishonest gain. They must keep hold of the deep truth of the faith in with a clear conscience. They must first be tested, and then, if there is nothing against them, let them serve as deacons.
所以呢，在教会里面，什么样的人，他有什么样的恩赐，可以担任什么样的这个职分呢？教会是有责任来做监督。
So church has a type of responsibility of examining and supervising what type of people has what type of gifts and then do what type of position.
所以啊，这个原则就是说，我们个人是要在神面前寻求恩赐，来操练和保持我们的恩赐。那么同时呢，教会也要确认这个考察监督，这两个方面是要平衡的。
So individuals have the responsibility of seek and maintain his gifts. At the same time, church needs to supervise and decide whether this person is suitable for this type of positions. So individual and church has a mutual responsibility.
因为个人的感动有可能出错。
Probably the personal feeling will make will be a mistake.
那有时候教会的这个考察呢，也有可能出错。
Sometimes church will make a mistake of examining the positions.
因为我们在地上都不完全。
Because neither of us is complete on earth.
所以需要个人以及教会在属灵上比较成熟，和神的关系密切，对圣灵的带领比较敏感，愿意顺服。
So we need to be sensible to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
因为如果圣灵要赐给某人恩赐，要他担负某个职分的话，他会同时感动这个人和教会。
If God has appointed or has given the gift to somebody and appointed this person, this person and church will have the same feeling.
所以呢，教会啊，还有个人都需要对神的这个带领敏感，愿意顺。
So both individual and church need to be sensitive to the to God's lead guidance.
在我这个受洗的那个教会
In the church where I was baptized
他们不太注重教会的这个组织他们比较注重圣灵的带领
They don't really emphasize on the measurement of church but they will really focus on how God leads the church
很长时间里那个教会呢都没有具体的章程
For a long time there's no specificDoctrines for the church.
比如说关于如何聘牧，关于怎么样选执事，并没有 那个很清楚的章程写下来。
For example, there are no doctrine, so it's specifying how to, how to hire the pastors and selecting deacons.
很多年里面呢也没有问题。
There is no problem for many years.
因为当时那个教会有非常非常好的牧者。
Because at that time, the church there is a very very good pastor in that church.
非常成熟，非常有见证，非常有属灵智慧。
Very mature pastor with wisdom from God.So when this pastor, every time when selecting new deacons, this pastor will pray in front of God and ask for God's guidance and select the deacons.
很多年里面的确也没有太大问题。
And there is no problem, no big problem in many years.
因为这个牧者太好了。
Because this pastor is so great.
但是这个牧者离开之后呢，很快就出问题了。
But however, after this pastor left the church, there the issues become more and more.
因为教会没有这个整齐的章程和一些的这个经过考验的办法来聘牧。
Because there are no formal doctrines and the test for when hiring pastors.
所以后来第一次聘牧就出了大的问题。
So the first time hiring pastors, there is a big problem.
这个聘来的牧师很快不能跟教会相处。他们甚至要打官司。
Pastor cannot cooperate with the church, and then they even file a lawsuit.
还找到我这个半吊子律师证。
And also ask me as law student.
所以我也给他提供了这个我后来所在教会的那个章程的这个样板给他们。
So I provide them with doctrines for.The later church I attended.
所以呢，这里面我们就看到一个可以说个人的寻求圣灵的带领和教会之间的考察恩赐也好，聘请这个职务人来担任一定的职务，他需要有一个平衡。
So we can see there need to be a balance between the people who have gifts and people who fulfill the deacons and the positions.
而我后来所在的教会呢，在这个章程啊、组织啊、办法这些方面呢，是比较成熟的。
In the latter time, the church I went in my latter time, because there are formal doctrines, in the church.
但是呢，可惜在属灵，在神面前的寻求，这些呢，失去了活力。
However, unfortunately, they lost the fire.The flame of pursuing God's word.
很多事情最后就变成了走过程，因循守旧。
There are many things become just doing the work instead of seeking God's word.
很多事情好像按程序走下来是对的。
Many things they just follow steps.
最后发现并没有摸着神的心意。
And in the end, they did not seek God's guidance.
所以这些都是对我们的一些的经验和教训。
So those are the experiences and teachings for us.
求主带领我们，让我们这个无论是个人，还是在教会，在确定恩赐，还有教会里面职分这方面，能够按照神的心意来行。
We praise the Lord that when determining the gifts and selecting the deacons, we are following God's guide and gospel.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
慈爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们按照你的心意来向你来求。
We pray in accordance with your will.
求主你赐下各样的恩赐和有恩赐的人在我们的教会。
We pray you to bestow the gifts and the gifted people to our church.
也给弟兄姊妹们有这个寻求的心。
And also give brothers and sisters the motivation of seeking.
愿意领受和发现主你所赐的恩赐，而且愿意来操练， 愿意来服侍，愿意来保持。
I'm willing to receive those gifts and willing to exercise and maintain those gifts.
主啊，另一方面，也让我们的教会作为一个整体，知道怎么样的来分辨。
Lord, also please teach us how to distinguish, make distinctions, as a whole, for us as a whole church.
帮助弟兄姊妹们，发现和运用，自己的恩赐，用在合适的职分上。
To help our sisters to find and exercise their own gifts to the positions in church.
求主你的圣灵充满我们。
We pray that your Holy Spirit fulfill us.
让我们对你的带领敏感，愿意顺服。
So that we are sensitive to your guidance and obey your will.
一切荣耀都归给你。
All the praise to you.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵得胜。
Pray in Lord Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
They're dying long.